Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Tuesday. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. With me in the studio is Eric Nordquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. He works with adolescents and adults. He does marital counseling, has been a past guest many times on our program, and has agreed to come in again this week. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting the information out this week and the rest of this program today.
And I am too. The topic is starting over again, adjusting to divorce. And boy, you and I are both marital therapists, and we see a lot of this people coming in the throes of it, after it, you know, the impact. And what a topic. Yeah. That we need to talk on.
We talked yesterday that it is the most stressful life event.
Yes.
When you look at all the things that can happen in life, the one that gets the most points, if you gave them point values, would be divorce.
And you know what's interesting? When you said that yesterday, and I didn't know that, that it kind of took number one over the loss of a spouse in death. Mm-hmm. When there is a death and tragic that happens, people come around you, the
right.
Church and friends and family, and they really support you through that grieving process. When divorce takes place, I don't know that happens, especially
it
in the
doesn't.
Church.
In fact, you usually end up losing a good chunk of your support system. Your ex-in-laws, people inevitably take sides. They feel like they don't know how to deal with both of you, or they can't deal with both of you. And you're right. You tend to lose support.
Yes, and just the loneliness, and especially not even knowing what the next day or the next week holds, because your life has been just totally blown up.
That's true. Every aspect is affected.
Now, you talked about some of the physical stages, the steps, and what a person will go through, whether they have initiated the divorce or whether they were the one served.
Right.
And we have both. Both are going to suffer in a different way. Mm-hmm. What about emotional stages?
Yeah, I put together a few emotional stages, and this was kind of my own creation, just thinking through my experience, my reading, the way people tend to go. And I just put really rough year estimates here. But I would say the first 2 years, 0 to 2, you're dealing with a lot of anger, resentment, high conflict, a lot of depression, anxiety, sadness. So intense emotions. I think when you get to about the 2 to 4 year mark, your anger tends to settle some. People start to look at maybe their own faults and contributions to what happened in this marriage. And really kind of take stock of what really happened. So the first 2 years, you're almost in shock.
Yeah.
Which we know is the first stage of the grief cycle. And then when you get out to about the 4 to 6 year mark, generally there's an acceptance of the change and kind of a recovery going on. But I'll tell you, we've both had clients that are telling us 8 to 10 years after that they're still not really over what happened.
Yes.
So it can go on forever. But in general, those are kind of the things we see in our office a lot the first 4 to 6 years.
And, you know, I think when if our listeners are right now tuning in and in the middle of facing something like this, or just 2 years into it, or any of that, these numbers can be a bit overwhelming, that it's the length of time.
Right. That sounds like a long period of time.
Yes. Well, you know, if you stub your toe, you want it to stop hurting right away. And it's more of a chronic pain. It's more of a ongoing.
Acute at times, but
yes.
Chronic ongoing, you're right.
Right.
For sure.
And I hope that we're going to talk about how to shorten that time.
Yes, I think I can give the listeners some tips that will help them out, for sure. Some do's and don'ts. We'll get to that later this week, for sure.
Well, that's certainly going to have people listening back in.
Yeah.
So when we think of divorce, what are some of the stages in just kind of adjusting, or how do our emotions, how about our emotions? We talked about those stages, but what do you do with all that?
Well, grief, we mentioned yesterday, grief is certainly a part of divorce. Any unexpected change, even if it's a good one, any change in our life starts the grief cycle. And grief is all about coming to terms with changes and losses. And kind of the general accepted short grief cycle, the traditional accepted grief cycle, especially when it comes to the death of someone, is shock, anger, sadness, and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of the four main stages. So those are the ones you're going to go through. So the first couple years, we mentioned anger, sadness. That's really what you're dealing with for the first several years. And you can be mad one day and sad the next day, and sad this month and angry the next. So it kind of goes back and forth, back and forth.
And, you know, I know we've even seen this in our office. You can go through those five stages in a matter of an hour.
That's right.
You know, you
and
have...
And you're not bipolar.
Like right.
People talk about. I think I'm bipolar. No, you're not bipolar.
I'm out of my mind. I come in here and I've accepted it, but then I'm so angry and,
right.
You know, I went to bed last night. Okay, I'm good. I can accept this. But then they wake up and they're bargaining, you know,
yeah.
And they're in that stage.
Right.
And it's just crazy. It's so, but it's good to know that that's the norm.
Yes.
That they aren't losing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break here from our sponsor.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem, and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Eric Norquist. The title of our topic this week is Starting Over Again, Adjusting to Divorce. What are some of the losses divorce brings, Eric?
Let's talk about those, because those are big. For sure, I labeled one the loss of resources. So money, free time, energy, you lose a lot of what you once had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your lifestyle oftentimes changes. You don't have that backup person. So when you have your children, you're 100% on.
Yeah.
And you can't say, honey, can you take these guys out to the park for the next hour? I'm beat.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just want to go downstairs and do my yoga,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And don't forget, too, we talked about grieving. With all this grieving takes a lot of energy. The anger, the sadness, that all takes a lot of energy. So you're being asked to do more with less.
Isn't, you know, and I don't think we really take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we feel so isolated, often people will say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I get a full night's sleep and I wake up dead tired.
Right. That's very true. For sure, the loss of a partner, the loss of a second person, kind of
mm-hmm.
what I mentioned, where you're doing things alone. You're
mm-hmm.
going to church alone. You're going to social events by yourself, kids' activities alone. So that's a definite loss. You know, you don't have that automatic companionship, automatic partner at an event. Loss of control is huge. We talked the first day about that. Loss of the control of the kids half the time. Let's just assume most of this show that we're talking about a 50-50 time split with the children. So when the kids aren't with you, you have no control anymore about what they're exposed to, how they're parented,
mm-hmm.
if your spouse is bringing them around other people or not, if they're meeting their emotional and physical needs well or not. So, you know, and this is kind of interesting because in the first stage, we're dealing with angry, grieving parents who are trying to co-parent.
Yes.
Tired
yes.
out people. So you're not. We all know we're not at our best when we're tired. So... it's just, you can see why this is super stressful, because everything is at a minimum and you're trying to maximize your time. The fourth one I put down was overwhelmed when kids are there. This is another, you know, loss that people have when, especially I'm going to say with guys, if you have smaller kids, you're overwhelmed when the kids are there and kind of underwhelmed when they're not there.
Yes.
So when you have them, you're on, you're 100%, and then boom, they go to the other person's house for the rest of the week or the next week, and now there's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can't control what they're doing over there, so it's kind of overwhelmed, underwhelmed.
There's no real balance, an even keel.
Exactly.
Of sorts. So, and you know, the other thing is the court system. Is it, when you talk about loss of control with your children, mm-hmm. because if you didn't have any children, the courts aren't involved, but more likely you did. And now there's this third piece, which is really an institution, mm-hmm. that is involved in the most intimate part of your relationship with your kids.
That is so true. And again, it's back to that loss of control. Mm-hmm. And I've had many clients over the years tell me that, you know, now I feel like I can't do what I want when I want with the children. Mm-hmm. I feel like they need this, but, you know, I'm afraid that that'll be interpreted a different way by the courts. So I can't do this discipline, or, you know, or I try to punish my kids when they're with me, but I can't keep it going when they're with her. So inconsistency might be the buzzword for mm-hmm. the early stages of divorce. Everything's inconsistent. You're trying to find this new normal.
And especially if you have never even, especially, I have seen clients come in who deal with it a little bit better if they come from a divorced family mm. than ones that was raised in a situation where they had mom and dad because they have no mm-hmm. exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So much to talk about. Our time has gotten away. I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. There's a lot of articles on this topic. There's blogs, and certainly it will benefit you. Call our office. We have 5 locations in 3 counties, and I know that there's one close to you. We have therapists trained in this area just to help you or a loved one help walk with you as you go through some of these struggles. And our number's coming up here soon, so jot it down. Can you be with us tomorrow, Eric?
I'm looking forward to continuing on.
All right. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.